The Nature Stories podcast, where people and place intersect. Welcome back to the Nature Stories podcast. I'm Samantha Brown. This podcast is curated by Atlantic Public Media in collaboration with the Nature Conservancy and the Public Radio Exchange. This week, more stories from the heart of the land, a new public radio series which considers the connection between people and the natural world. Last week, we considered nature and human imagination and those who get their dose of nature through their TV. Their guru is David Attenborough. This week, we hear about those whose imagination is inspired by a different source. Here's stories from the heart of the land host, Jay Allison.
David Attenborough made his first TV program about the natural world in 1954. Before that, where was the human imagination fired by images of nature? Where? For some, it was photographic magazines like National Geographic. For others, it was the diorama hall of the local natural history museum. Steve Quinn grew up in New Jersey and spent many weekends at the American Museum of Natural History in New York City. At age four, he pointed to the dioramas and told his parents that's where he wanted to work. He was hired in 1974. He recently gave producers Kara Oler and Ann Hepperman this tour of the diorama halls.
Look up high! Look up! Look up!
The dioramas provide this one-on-one encounter.
These are buffalo or bison.
With wildlife.
They'll bite me?
No, not bite you, bison.
You have these glowing windows out onto nature.
Maybe we can touch them, but we can't wake them up.
As kids, we would visit the dioramas and run from one diorama to the next and identify the various birds and animals and plants that we encountered.
What's this?
I don't know.
It was very much like a hike or an expedition through nature.
There's the great power of coming around the corner and into the corridor, entering the African hall and encountering the magnificent grouping of African elephants in the center of the hall.
Elephants.
Pretty amazing, huh?
We're now standing before the mountain gorilla exhibit.
Gianluca, what are those?
Gorillas.
Gorillas, that's right.
Probably the most famous habitat diorama in the world.
What sound do the gorillas make?
Gorillas sound.
Wow, you do that really well.
As we stand before the diorama, it's very easy to get the sense that this is a real place in nature. As you're moving through the forest, about to encounter the gorillas, when you do get close to them, you can hear them moving through the vegetation. And one characteristic sound that you hear is the vocalizations of the big silverback, the dominant male. And it sounds very much like someone clearing their throat. It's this...
Henry, what does the gorilla say?
It's a gorilla.
I did have the great fortune of climbing up into the Virunga volcanoes in 1986. There's this incredible chill in the air, and there's the constant call of bulbuls and green bulls up in the treetops. As we climbed up, I had this amazing sense of déjà vu. It was like there was a click, and I had this feeling that I had been here before. And I suddenly realized that I was on the location that was depicted in the mountain gorilla diorama back in New York.
Most of us live in towns and cities and feel cut off and separated from the natural world.
Oh my God, a cat!
Links.
That looks like a snowball.
you know, the power of encounter. That can't be duplicated in any other exhibit form but the diorama medium.
Where do the gorillas live? In the jungle or in the mountains?
These dioramas seek to reconnect us with parts of the world that we may never encounter ourselves. There is this bigger world out there.
This story comes from our series, Stories from the Heart of the Land, produced by Atlantic Public Media. The Nature Stories podcast is produced with support from the Nature Conservancy, committed to protecting nature and preserving life. Find out more on the series and the podcast at nature.org/stories. Bill Frizzell composed and performed our music. Join me next week when we travel to Mount Kailash in Tibet, one of the world's most venerated and least visited holy sites. From the very visited Woods Hole, Massachusetts, I'm Samantha Brown.